You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Countdown to kickoff is a short one. We've got a full slate of football tonight. We've got a full slate of everything tonight. So let's get right down to business right now. As if the torture that was that Toledo game wasn't enough, let's come back for some more action right now, Uncle John style. Give me Eastern Michigan plus the points. This game is getting set for kickoff right now. It's Eastern Michigan versus Kent State. I don't really understand why Kent State are 7.5-point favorites in this football game, besides the fact that the MAC is whack. All right? So it is what it is. You never fully know what you're going to get from a MAC game or any one of these teams in a MAC besides the Bobcats. But I am taking Eastern Michigan plus the points. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, what are you doing Eastern Michigan and Kent State?
I got to be honest, Gabe, you're a stronger man than me. The MAC, I'm going to avoid this game like the plague.
That was torture last night, bro.
I got to be honest. Oh, the comeback.
Kidding me?
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing about the MAC. I got enough, as we talk about, we got enough real problems in life. I don't need to sweat out some loser game on a Tuesday night.
I opened up. Are you man enough for some action? You're like, no, I'm not.
No, I'm a straight up coward. And hey, thank you to the Ohio Bobcats. As you said, the only friend you can rely on in the MAC conference, the only guy that'll help you move. But you know what? I know you're going to Michigan -8 against Pitt. That's a college game going off.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, let's go, Wolverines. All right, listen, Cam. I got a Michigan parlay here. Michigan money line, Central Michigan money line. College football, the Chippewas,
the
Michigan Wolverines basketball.
You could have gone to me. Hey, Cam, I got another Michigan parlay. Well, what's that, Gabe? I got Michigan and Western Michigan, but I'm with you. I like Central Michigan over
money line.
Western. Yes. They're playing each other, Western versus Central. Michigan is the answer for both.
They don't like each other.
No, they don't. They hate each other, in fact. I like the Chips, too.
Yeah. Oh, we could have really pushed it, Cam, with the Michigan basketball money line, Eastern Michigan plus the points, and Central Michigan money line. You know, we want to get crazy here with the Michigan Mauler, the old school Michigan Mauler parlay of the night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, should we do it? Should I, like, dude, if we added it up, I bet you there's like 10 teams from Michigan playing tonight. There's like other ones in college basketball and stuff.
You're right.
If we added Central up Michigan, like a Michigan parlay on the night tonight.
You're right.
The state
and
of Michigan.
What are the other teams?
Michigan State last night got it done for us.
You know what? I know you and Doug, Dan, we've had our issues because you're a Michigan guy with Doug the Slug. who's a Michigan State alum, I'm going to tell you, thank you, Sparty. They did a great job last night, Morency. And you know, things when things go to overtime too, you get scared. Not only you take the dog when they win in overtime, that's a real change. I'll tell you something, buddy. And Kansas, we actually did well in college hoops last night. A lot of good things happened. The MAC is the problem. College basketball's not. It's MAC football.
I did hit the over of that Toledo game in game, but it really was torture. Remember, guys, I even said when they were down 28-7, I still don't think they're out.
They'll come back.
They came back with 50 seconds left and took a 35-34 lead. And then somehow they lost 42-35 in like 30 seconds. All right, shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I asked Cam if he's man enough for some more action tonight. He said no, but I'm going to twist his arm. And I'm going to convince them otherwise. We're taking Eastern Michigan.
That's what the gambling bully does. We're sitting there in the jail, but you know, we're just playing some hoops. We're just having a little bit of fun. And I get a tap on the shoulder. It's you. Yeah, you know, we're going back. What? Nah, nah, nah. It's like we're trying our escape plan again. Didn't work the first time. We snuffed it out, but don't worry. Gabe's got a new map. We're gonna deal with this situation here. We're going to find
how
to get out of it.
The MAC is so whack, guys. So is this a trap camp? We have the 6-4 Eastern Michigan Eagles getting 7.5 against the 4-6 Kent State Golden Flashes.
Oddsmakers
love this Kent State team for some reason. Because
they want to know why,
the tough schedule. I don't care they play the tough schedule.
It's true, but remember the last time we took Kent State and Bovey's coming on next. Weren't they the ones who like had beat down in that schedule and then didn't they get what happened with that game? Did they not murder Bowling Green? Like, I mean, murder them? They won by that game by 40 points. And then Bowling Green hung last night. That's the thing. It is whack.
Yeah, but it's a week-to-week thing in this league. You can't count on what happened last week.
You're right. I know, but it was very, yes.
Bowling Green blow was just Toledo last night. Whatever. The MAC is a weird league. I'm taking Eastern Michigan plus the points. We've got two more games coming up. I got to be honest. The middle one, Cam, is the one that even I'm like, oh, my God. This one's tough. Northern Illinois laying 1.5 at home against Miami, Ohio. That's a train wreck. Like, somebody call the, somebody call the fire department because we've got casualties here. Like, we've got casualties.
44.5
in a MAC game.
Geez. Yeah.
I think it's both backup quarterbacks.
Wow. That game's gross. I have a lean to Northern Illinois.
Yeah, so do I.
We'll see.
All right. We'll see what Paul Bovey has to say about this stuff. He's got some action. We got a full slate of NBA. I don't know. Who's playing for the Raptors tonight? Like, do they have any players?
You.
Everybody's got COVID, sick, illness, injured.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. conditions apply.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
All right, I don't know what's more annoying. This new Twitter and all these fake accounts. And I mean, a guy named Jesus Christ got verified earlier in the week. I'll give him credit.
What, who? Jesus?
Yeah. Whoever came up with the idea that said, you know what? I'm going to open up a Twitter account. I'm going to get it verified under Jesus Christ. But I don't know what's worse, that or people crying about their crypto losses. That's all Twitter is. Like, oh, this thing crashed and that thing crashed. Me and Cam are worried about the Mac. We're not worried about your Bitcoin or your FTX or whatever else.
I care less about your crypto struggling. Yeah. I got my own
problem. Are you worried about our Toledo bet last night? No.
Yeah, exactly.
So screw you.
Where are you guys? Where are you guys when horses go bad and I got to wire Bovee money? You're not there for me. Tell you that. Wouldn't mind an envelope for you guys one day. Be nice.
I'm also, as I tweeted, I'm old enough to remember when a snowstorm in Buffalo was just another Sunday.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's snowing in Buffalo. Oh, let's postpone the game.
Wait, hear this? 9 feet of snow. Relax. We've been down this move before. What, are you guys meteorologists? You're gonna call it at Sunday, 1 o'clock? Okay.
I'm willing to bet you a lot of money that 9 feet of snow will not fall. Okay.
I agree with you 100%.
Camp, 9 feet? Dude, I have 9 feet. Come on, man.
It snowed here.
We got losers.
Like, yeah, we got like a couple.
You're going to get a foot and a half or something. Yeah, and people will panic. Oh, my God, so much snow. Yeah, they shut up.
What they do?
Let's bring in Paul Bovey.
Yeah, bring in the guy. Clean it off before the game. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
We're not playing around today, Paul. What's up?
Cam, I'm glad you brought up that Bowling Green game. And by the way, I do lean to Eastern Michigan today, but – Kent has been very generous with their secondary. They've allowed opponents dating back to Toledo 105 completions and 146 attempts. But Mac McDonald, who I pointed out last week, is an accurate thrower. He was 31 of 40, but unfortunately, they don't block very well for him. So he just had no time. 346 attempts. He had 29 sacks. The opponents had 29 sacks. And the problem tonight is it's a similar situation because the Eastern Michigan quarterbacks, they've been sacked 28 times, the two guys that rotate, in 283 attempts. So I like Eastern Michigan. I would lean Eastern Michigan, but that concerns me. Kent's going to bum rush them. They don't have a good secondary, and eventually they'll be exposed, but it might not be tonight.
Any thoughts on the Miami, Ohio, Northern Illinois train wreck of a MAC football game? The sandwich spot? No?
Okay. I don't.
You won't hold it against you.
He can't even say it with like a joke. Just dead to no.
Yeah. And Paul has opinions in all these games. He's like, nah, this way.
When Paul comes in like serious like that, it's like, means no. Stay away.
It's a train wreck.
Normally, I'm really dialed into the MAC. But I've been confounded on several occasions, and I think that shook my confidence last week with that 40-6 blowout. I was thoroughly embarrassed, even though the other picks that I gave out worked out well. That one was just an absolute abomination.
We don't remember. I don't even know what day this is. I can't remember. Don't feel embarrassed. We don't remember picks from last week on this show, Paul. Unless you win. But the losses, we've got enough problems. Bad beats on a nightly basis.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what about the Western Michigan, Central Michigan game? Last MAC game we'll ask you about here.
Well,
10 points. 49 and a half.
Western Michigan, no offense. Central Michigan, great comeback against Buffalo. I'm going to lean on that Akron-Buffalo game on Saturday. I just don't like tonight's game. I'm going to go back to the well with Akron taking the 14.5 points. In inclement weather. Hope to get DJ Irons back. Maybe I will. Maybe we won't. But I just think that's an inflated line. But I just don't see any value in these two plays.
So, Paul, I know you've already attacked some NFL games this weekend. I was at the Raiders-Colts game. There's the Raiders. A lot of people talking about the Raiders this week. And, so Mark Davis came out and said earlier in the week that he thinks that Josh McDaniels is doing, quote, a fantastic job. And that rubbed people the wrong way, a lot of people the wrong way. Carr's crying after the game. And now Bill Plaschke says the reason that they're not going to fire McDaniels is because the Raiders are cash-strapped. Listen, the Raiders are a lot of things. Cash-strapped is not one of them, right? Yeah. The Raiders have money. And that franchise has money. It's a cash cow. It's just there. They just signed Davante Adams. Like, they have money. The reason they're not going to fire Josh McDaniels is because Mark Davis was the one that handpicked them. The owner was the one that point blank said, this is my guy. He doesn't, it's like a GM. They don't want to fire guys because then people realize, hey, I'm the one that hired the guy. Right? So Davis, the owner, he's not going to want to concede that he was wrong, right, about this after nine games. I think they could throw Carr under the bus. If anything, I think that McDaniels is going to go to Davis and say Carr's not the guy. And I think Carr could be the one that's thrown under the bus eventually here. But this is, I don't even know, man, between Denver and the Raiders, it's almost like a Mac game, Paul. Like, this is pretty courageous. So, what do you think? Raiders and Broncos. It's like a Mac game camp. Like, both these teams. Like,
I got to be honest with you, Marenzi, before I pause our guest. I hate Denver for what they've done to me this year, and the Raiders have equal hate. I hate them both. I hate both.
Really? Oh, Denver screwed us over pretty good. They've gotten you good this year, too.
I like Denver, too, last week. No, I was very – I'm like, ooh, I love Denver against Tennessee. Watching Russell Wilson, open guy, throw a pick in the end zone. I've had enough. Like, you know what? I'm tapping out. I'm already dead. Stop hitting me. Like, I'm done with Denver, but they'll probably win this week.
Well, Gabe, to your point about the owner handpicking a coach, player, it was Al Davis that handpicked Jamarcus Russell and force-fed Tom Cable back in the day to continue to play him. And Cable was eventually the fall guy and released. So these things happen. They don't want to eat the contract. He's got guaranteed money there. And also, who wants to admit they're wrong? That's the toughest thing in life. Admit you're wrong, say you're sorry, and I love you. It's tough. Those are tough
daily
words.
Basis.
Especially if you're a rich person. Rich people aren't wrong.
Rich people don't do it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
like, it's so different. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just super rich. Like, I own the Raiders. I'm not wrong. I don't. So I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
So, look, as Cam, we had the Broncos on Sunday. I will tell you, they were on cruise control. What happened is Jerry Jeudy goes out on the first drive. They are left now with Cortland Sutton as really their only legit wide receiver because Hamler already was hurt. And then early on in the game, they lose Glasgow at center, who was replacing Cushenberry, and they also lost the right tackle, Billy Turner. And the floodgates opened on Russell Wilson. I'm not going to pin it all on him because he's got he was under a mad rush, but he's also got to get rid of the football. He was holding it for a ridiculous amount of time. And it was just a situation where they just had no blockers. Now, it spills over into this week. The blocking was so bad, and I don't think – people realize just how bad this offense is, that put up their highest point total against Oakland, or I should say Las Vegas, back 6 weeks ago. But outside of that, they haven't exceeded 17 points. And things have gotten a lot worse because Hamler is out, as they said, Judy's out. Those guys collectively had 108 yards in receptions when they played the Raiders the first time. And the Raiders ran through them, 38 carries for 212. And by the way, the Raiders were lucky they didn't get...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Blown out on Sunday, Gabe. You were there. It was 10-0. They were going in. The Colts were for a 17-0 lead, turned the ball over. So justice prevailed in the end because the Colts get the victory, but the Raiders were lucky they weren't blown out. But they've got a soft opponent on Sunday.
I'll tell you what. I saw a stat the other day, guys, that if the Broncos would average 18 points a game this year, they'd be 8-1.
8-1. Exactly. You get 18 points. How much?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Breaking it down with Paul Bovey, the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. A lot of early action going on. We got college football, college basketball. We're talking some NFL football right now. So before we move on, and for the record, we got a higher scoring game going on right now in Pittsburgh. Michigan is up 28-23. We got the Wolverines in the Moneyline Parlay. We got Florida Gulf Coast and Tennessee coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern. We'll break it down. South Dakota State, I saw. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits are getting points later. They're getting like 15.5 against Arkansas. It's a lot of points. I respect the Hogs, but those Jackrabbits are a covering machine. But we're talking NFL right now with Paul and Cam here. So you're taking the Raiders? You think that the Broncos' injuries are just too much and their ineptness is just too much? You're taking the Raiders here, getting the points, Paul? It's come down, actually, to 2.5 right now.
Yeah, I locked in the 3. I obviously in these low total games, you want to try to capture the 3. I see some 3 minus 15s, but you know, this is also a poorly coached team. You're off a bye and you have 4 illegal procedure penalties. They lead the league in illegal procedure false start penalties. That's just inexcusable. So this team is just a train wreck. And as much as the Raiders are not a great team, they stand at 2-7. So as Jim Carrey says, there's still a chance. It may be a very slim chance, 1 in a million, but they could still make the playoffs by winning out. So you got to look at the bright side. The Raiders will be focused, and I think they're going to get back to their winning ways, which is not very frequent, but it's happened in the past. And by the way, I'm stuck on Oakland. It took me years to stop saying the Washington Bullets. So I got over that, and I think I've overcome the Redskins, but occasionally I will make a gaffe and refer to the Raiders as the Oakland Raiders. But anyway.
What about the Chargers? You still say San Diego?
Oh, yeah. That's a given. That's a given.
So, what's up with this? What's up with the point spread with the Dallas Cowboys being 1.5-point favorites against the Minnesota Vikings?
Look, I think the Vikings are, personally, I think they're an overrated team. If you look down their schedule, I mean, they've survived several of these games. their secondary is very weak, and they lost Dantzler. Look what C.D. Lamb, C.D. Lamb should have an outstanding game. He had a big game against the Packers. Hopkins went off for 150 yards of receiving.
Didn't the Cowboys lose last week?
They did.
Didn't the Vikings win?
They did.
Yeah.
But
okay.
You were there in Vegas, and I'll tell you.
With Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott?
Listen, though, Gabe. Nothing could. You were. I'm telling you, nothing could have gone worse for Buffalo in that game. I know. I'm just saying.
But
they had a big lead.
Minnesota guys have lost one game all year at Philadelphia. At what point?
I got it.
Say, well, if you don't think they're good or not, they are good.
No, they're,
you have
they're
to accept
good.
It. It's like
TCU. They're good, but you can't, you know, point spreads. Last week, Miami is 3.5-3 over Cleveland. Why? One team is what? 3-6 or 3-5?
No, I get it. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think Dallas are all that when they play good teams. So I don't want to get into a debate as far as Minnesota is concerned, but I just, you know, I think Dallas might have peaked already. I think they might be actually be better with Cooper Rush. Let's see if they get back on track this week, but I wouldn't be like, I just think the point spread's wrong personally.
Well, I'm going to agree with you because I'm not a Dak Prescott fan. I've criticized him. He threw two really bad interceptions to that same guy, Ford, which, peeled points off the board, and you could run against Dallas. Man, Aaron Jones was just going through them like a hot knife through butter, and that's Dallas's problem. These guys have a great secondary. They shut down receivers, but if you get your running game going, hey, it's going to open up avenues to throw the football, and you could and running the football is the most effective way to burn clock and win football games. So you wonder what Dalvin Cook is going to do this week. And if he can't run against Dallas, he couldn't run a few weeks ago against Washington, then Minnesota has a problem. I just think their secondary is very flawed. They lost Dantzler, and it showed up on Sunday. And it was turnovers that won them the game.
You know what,
so what are you looking at here? Yeah, Cam?
Just quickly, I'll give you a comment. You've been great going your own way. You know, I like Denver. All the guys on our team like Denver. Denver didn't cover. You went with Pittsburgh, who I also like Pittsburgh against Saints, but you made that pick. So that's the thing. I love Dallas this week, but if you like Minnesota, hey, man, you've hit the last 2 weeks. I'll give you credit for that. And I'm just saying this is I think it's a spot for Dallas, but you're right. The spread's a little bit weird. Like, I think Minnesota should be, like, you know what I mean? The fact that Dallas is laying points on the road, but I think they beat Minnesota this week. Just my opinion.
I don't fully believe in Minnesota as a Super Bowl, like, I don't trust them going on the road. I don't even trust them in a big game in the playoffs. So I don't trust Dallas either. So it almost leads me to believe like in San Francisco, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Hey, I got no problem with that. No problem with futures on those guys.
So Gabe, I know what you were asking me because I did send you a ticket. I have confidence that Dallas will score points. They'll get into the mid 20s at the very minimum by exploiting the secondary. The question is, will they be outscored? But can I put my faith in Kirk Cousins, who's very flighty as a quarterback? You know, he oscillates between good, bad, and ugly. So I'm just going to go with Dallas's team total, 23.5. I'm going to bank on Dak Prescott not to make too many mistakes that takes points off the board. And I think Dallas is going to get 27 points. So the game should tilt over the total. I definitely like the over, but I could see Dallas winning this game 27-21, 27-24. Dallas team total over.
So Green Bay is coming off that win over the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think, Paul, of the Packers laying 3 to the Titans?
You know, the Titans are the walking wounded, and somehow they just keep winning these football games. And now their center is out. And
feels like a Packers spot, and I've been riding the Titans, but this is a Packers spot.
It is a Packers spot. The problem is the Packers are another team that just don't stop the run. And then you lose Campbell, to an injury and they lost a couple other guys and they lost a cornerback in Stokes. So you wonder if they're going to be able to slow down Derrick Henry, who's going to want to put on a show on national TV, no doubt. But I would give the lean to the Packers just because this Tennessee defense has been pretty much depleted all year. And somehow they're winning these football games. Going into last week, eight games they had played, they were outgained in seven of them. The Chiefs by 280, collectively the Colts by 165. I mean, you go up, the Bills had outgained them by two-something.
They're one of the worst teams, Paul, in between the 20s, the Titans. Kinnear is a big numbers guy from FBI Outsiders. True. And he said the Titans, I don't know if they're number one still. They're basically Cam and Paul. They're like they're top three basically in the red zone in offense and defense. Like if they get in the red zone, they're going to score
right,
because
Gabe.
You can't stop Derrick Henry. Exactly. Yes. You see, teams get to the five all the time. Oh, fumble.
Look at the games.
Oh,
look at the games.
Exactly.
I can off the top of my head. Washington, 1 yard line interception.
Yes.
Denver last week, driving for the win, interception. They find a way to make a play and they kill you. I wish I was on the Titans. They're 7-2, 8.
But it's like the other team screws up all the time.
I know.
They throw it right to them.
I know. I bet against them a lot. I know. I'm getting smoked on betting against them.
I think eventually this is going to come crashing down on them. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but I just see this as a trend that's going to reverse itself because I just refuse to believe they're going to keep winning football games like this, especially losing all these guys out of the lineup. When they lost Simmons last week,
you're making a case for the Packers. You're making a case for the Packers. I know the Packers gave up like $140 on the ground. It's a problem. But I think they can tighten this thing up a little bit as the season goes. And it's a streaky season. It's a streaky league. They lost five in a row. I think they can rattle off a couple of wins. It's a horrible spot for Tennessee this week. It is. You're making a case for
it. It's horrible. It's but Sunday was horrible. But the Packers, at the very least, in very cold weather, 28 degrees, 12-mile-an-hour winds. This is their weather. They should be able to score some points. I refuse to believe Aaron Rodgers is not going to get this team into the 20s. So if you could get a nominal team total over, I would actually take it because they're not – Tennessee is not going to hold this team into the in the teens. Packers seem to be getting their offense – they're coming around, getting it together. Watson's doing better things, and they're holding on to the football. So I could see Green Bay winning this game 24-20, 24-17, something to that effect.
Eastern Michigan 7, Kent State nothing. The underdog up 7-0.
Yep.
Let's go, Eagles. Fly. Fly, Eagles. Fly.
Fly, Eagle.
As I said, we can all talk about Kent State. They played Washington. They played Georgia. They played Oklahoma. So people are like, oh, they're better than the record. Said to you guys last week or 2 weeks ago, they overdid it. Play Georgia. Get the paycheck game. You guys got greedy. See, you guys made a hell of a lot of money this year. I'm telling you what, they better fix, you know what I mean? You guys made a lot of money. Kent State made a lot of money. That paycheck game at Oklahoma, paycheck game at Georgia, paycheck game against the Washington Huskies. You got your kids murdered, all right? And now you're all beaten up and worn down and you're mad.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Kids, you can't like go and play three big time teams in a row like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get paid, but this is why you are what you are now, in my opinion. Paul, always a pleasure, my man. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Bovey, Coach James Bovey. Young, joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions continues. Busy night tonight. We've got a lot of guests joining us. Dubsy will be joining us later. Talk some PGA golf. A lot of stuff to get to. We talk some NFL, college football. We got another couple of college football games coming up. We got college basketball going on right now as we speak. We got a full slate of NBA basketball. Let's bring in the coach, James Young. Hit the music. All right, let's do this thing, Coach. I don't want to live in the past too much because there's a lot of games to get to, but I don't know what it is about. Yeah.
One thing. You banned me from the Columbus Blue Jackets if they lost, they won. Dwight Powell is banned.
I'm like, 2 points.
It's early. 2 points. Yeah, you know, 2 points. It's getting.
I think he finished with 2 points and one rebound.
I think it was three. I think he might have got three. Actually, no, he had five assists. He had five assists.
I can't believe it. Like, I got to admit, like, how, you know, maybe coach is right. Like, how is this guy, how is he in the NBA? Like,
you're right, Dave.
Coach, like, seriously, I could give you 2 points and a rebound, like, accidentally. Like, the ball just sort of bounces to me. There's one.
Yeah, you're right. Hard one off the rim, right to you.
Somebody just bumps into me, and I get a couple of free throws. I don't know. Like, honestly, I know a lot of people think they could. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. I don't think I could score a point in an NBA game, to be honest.
No,
you could coach. Yeah, you play. I don't know.
Make a free throw. You can make a free throw.
Yeah, I'd have to get to the line though. Listen. They wouldn't give me the call.
Hey, you'll stumble on.
But how much of a stiff you have to be? The guy's a big guy. He can't even. And he's playing 23 minutes. He gets 2 points. Like his total.
No, but we got a problem. There's a lot of guys in the NBA that make a lot of money, and you look at their box score after. It's like
disgusting.
You're on the court for 24 minutes. Like how?
I agree.
Like, did you just stand there?
I hate to say it.
He should be Norm.
Alex Kaba when he's on the court there. He's stealing.
Listen, we've learned something.
I was going to get to the Knicks stealing and screwing us.
Hold on.
If I bet against them, they win. If I take them to win, they lose. Like, I told you, bad things happen when you bet on the Knicks. You end up or against them. Like, God, I hate everything. That team I'm never right with.
When we bet on Sacramento, 158, baby. These guys are the team, Renzi. I told you.
Brooklyn, blow. They're terrible, Brooklyn. They're really bad. And it's not Steve Nash's fault. Our coach, the old defense.
Yeah, nice defense.
Man, I mean.
You actually have to want to play defense. They don't, coach. They don't care.
Listen,
but you can't give up that many points.
Now, they're not 153-point team, Sacramento, but you got to admit, they are better than people thought they were going to be going into the season. I like this team. I like the fact that, really, Kevin Huerter has been almost a godsend for that team in the backcourt with De'Aaron Fox.
I think it's the coach. Big difference, coach. I like Werder, too, but I think Mike Brown brings – they've always had bad coaches there.
They have.
I mean, listen, Luke Walton ain't getting the job done. You know what I'm saying? But
he's a better player than Dwight Powell was, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, speaking of players,
this is an apology night. You owe Norm Roberts an apology, too.
You know who I'm not apologizing to? Patrick Ewing. I have figured this out. If you are one of these, like, NBA guys that's never coached before, you better go get an experienced guy on your bench. Patrick Ewing doesn't have it. Neither does Penny Hardaway. You know who does have it? Juwan Howard. He's got Phil Martell on his side as an assistant head coach.
Call.
And you need someone that can kind of get you to make some changes and challenge you offensively and defensively. They're looking pretty good right now, up by 6 against Pitt. I took Hunter Dickinson over 20.5 points. I like this kid, and I like what I do like is this. Boy, Jet Howard, if they keep hanging these points from
Juwan Howard's kid.
This kid can flat out score. Start looking at Jet Howard in the future for points props.
I like where we're going with that, Ed. I don't know if we can call Dickinson a kid anymore. This is like his 16th year of college basketball, coach. But I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's back. Okay, let's switch over to the NBA here. We'll get back to college. Starting lineup starting to come in here. Magic are starting Suggs, Wagner, F. Wagner, Okiki, Bol, and Bamba. Wow. This is a pretty weak-ass lineup. Pacers are starting Halliburton, Hield. Am I wrong, coach?
No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Well,
Halliburton, Hield, Nembhard, Smith, and Turner. All right.
But with that, they're playing well. Let's take it one at a time. Because the Pacers are playing Hornets tonight. I like the Hornets minus the points. I know it's a really short. But the Pacers are 7-0 against the spread the last seven. It's got to break at some point. You know, the Hornets have looked a little bit better since LaMelo's been back. 1-1 against the spread. They just had their win against Orlando a couple of nights ago. And they got five tough games following up this game. They got to get a win and turn this around. You saw what happened. Pacers, Rob Palenka's, you know, the thing with Buddy Hield in the picture and all that stuff. Listen. I like the Hornets in this spot. Give me the Charlotte Hornets minus 2.5 points.
I just can't do that, Cam. It's a scrap heap special. I like the props here. I'm going Halliburton and my boy Ben Mathurin, but I'll throw it to you whoever first, Cam, as I get these picks in.
I'm going to be honest with you, Gabe. When I first looked, I was like, Pacers, and I'm with the coach on this one. Charlotte, the last game, they went into Orlando. They beat them down. I know Orlando wasn't great. Banchero didn't play. But you know what? This is a spot play. I'm with the coach. And now we're actually, you know what? They've been bet coach to plus one. They were. The line is flipped. I will have a small play on the Charlotte Hornets. Buzz City, baby. Let's go.
I just got in on Halliburton over 18.5 points scored and Mathurin over 17.5 points scored. What about the total of this game? Should be some points put up on the board here, coach. But it's a high one at 236.5. That's why the player props are the way to go.
Well, you're right. But I still think this thing gets to the over. Neither team plays a ton of defense, and both of these teams are playing a lot of, especially Indiana, they're going to play their young kids. So, you know, Benny Mathurin giveth, Benny Mathurin taketh away. You know, Kelly Oubre giveth, Kelly Oubre really gives it away on the defensive side of the floor. So I could see this game being up and down and getting into the 240s. I can definitely see that happening tonight.
Oklahoma City and Washington is locked right now. FanDuel. Minnesota Timberwolves, -8 at Orlando. Total 223.5, coach. What's your take on this one? It's another crap.
I'm going to go with the Timberwolves here. And the reason why is you got to throw out all the trends. It's about the fact that Orlando's got no Cole Anthony, no Paolo, no Wendell Carter Jr., no Markel Fultz, no Gary Harris, no Jonathan Isaac. Who the hell is left besides Suggs and Wagner? So to me, and I got in on it at 6.5, and that was before the last injury was reported, which was Wendell Carter Jr. I expect this to be an absolute blowout by the Timberwolves. And if you're looking at props, you got to look right to the rebound market. And Rudy Gobert is at 12.5 at minus 102. And the best two rebounders in Banchero and Wendell Carter Jr. aren't playing. Who's going to keep this guy off the board? Give me Rudy Gobert over 12.5 rebounds.
For the record, the Hornets starting lineup tonight. You guys mentioned Ball being back. Not a bad lineup. Ball, Rozier, Oubre, Washington, and Cam's boy Plumlee. the T-Wolves. T-Wolves starting lineup tonight. D'Angelo Russell. Somebody better tell him he's actually got to step onto the court. Edwards, McDaniels, Towns, and Gobert. Weird night in the NBA.
You know what, Gaines?
Tonight.
Let's talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. These are the games, okay? They lose to the Bucks by 4 in overtime. They murdered the Raptors, 132-113. They beat the Knicks on the road by 10. They hung with the Celtics, lost by 4 on the road. OKC is hot, baby. I think I might take the 5.
Is it back up? Oh, there it is. It was just locked. All right, there it is, 5, yeah.
That's not a bad play, but I'm taking the Thunder over 112.5 team total. If you think about it, they're scoring 116.3 points per game. They just hung up 145 to the Knicks, and then 122 to Boston, who's one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. They've gone over 112.5 the last four games, and they're number one in the NBA in pace and number one in possessions per game. They get you to play at their pace. Whether they're winning or not, they're going to run. I think they try and outscore teams now. Give me the Thunder team total over 112.5 points.
You know where I'm going here, SGA, baby. His prop is really up here now, 28.5, but he's delivering.
He's good.
He's delivering. I don't know if you guys saw it, too. There was a story last week. SGA wants to be a Toronto Raptor. Like, it's real. Like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm telling you. He's from Toronto, and he'll be the final piece for this team, that final little offensive pop. The only thing is, the Raptors... They're going to wait, though. Word is they're not going to trade. They're just going to wait it out. So maybe someone's going to step up and trade for him. He is a free agent. So SGA will be a Raptor one day.
I'm going to ask a question about it, Gabe, and I was been thinking about the Raptors. They have more injuries per capita than, like, any other team, like, in the league. And I think it's actually because of their effort and the way they play. They play hard defense. They're not like other teams like Brooklyn. You know, it's like, okay. Like, the thing about them is they play gritty. Like, every night it's somebody. I'm not sure.
They do compete. I get it.
Do you understand kind of where I'm coming from? I just want to talk to the coach about that. Like, I think their effort actually, as crazy as it sounds.
I think it's just bad luck, personally.
You think it's just bad luck? I think it's a combination.
Yeah, like, they got COVID. Like, you know what I mean? Like, one of the – Van Fleet got COVID. Is that effort? Scotty Barnes is sick. He had the flu.
Yeah,
Siakam just got hurt.
Scotty Barnes got to stop endorsing products. He's probably like, the guy's bowl way and this. And
I
that
do,
and, you know.
I would say this about Scotty. You're right, Cam. We could get a little more out of him, actually. I'd dial his stuff back. Dial the celebrity of them back. Dial the hang out on Twitch with regular people back.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
let's keep on elevating your game, Scotty. He's sort of stagnant, coach. He's sort of the same player as he was last year. Let's call it out for what it is.
It is.
It's true.
He is the same player that he was last year, and I was expecting more of an offensive jump. But it's also the fact that it's one of those teams, guys, they are about the sum of their parts.
Yeah.
Scotty can give you 20. Yep. Siakam can give you 20. Trent can
OG.
Give you 20. Van Vliet.
Yep.
OG. Precious can get you 20 off the bench.
He can.
Even Otto Porter can give you 10 to 15 at any given night.
He's hurt.
They're so diverse offensively that no guy shines. It's almost like Nick Nurse.
But we do see.
To play chess.
No, I totally get it, coach. It's like the Patriots before. You know, it's dynamic. That makes a good team. When you know what I mean? It makes a good team when you're actually deep. But let's be real. They are not the same team without Siakam. They can get by with a night without Van Fleet. They can get by without Barnes and stuff. They can miss a Gary Trent Jr. Siakam is the lifeblood, bro. It's impossible to replace 23, 10, and 8, and 7 and stuff. Like, that's just, you know, they need Siakam on the floor. We'll get to this game on the other side. The Heat have suddenly won three games in a row. The Heat and the Raptors have always been battles from hell. It's super annoying playing them. They don't like you.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Each other. Fred VanVleet is back tonight. We'll get Coach's Take and Cam's NHL picks and my picks and more inside.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are on the clock right now. Coach is going to be with us on the other side. Dave Sharapan will join us as well. Cam, I'll throw it to you first here. Buffalo Sabres and the Ottawa Senators in the Canadian Capital tonight. The Senators, minus 170. It seems a pretty big price. Total of 6.5. That's the early hockey game. What's your take?
Well, Gabe, they're trying to price me out of the market, and I don't want to do this, but on FanDuel, over first 1.5 goals first period is $1.68. I'm going to do it. And if I lose, I got to pay the juice. I'm sorry. That's what they're offering right now. I like the over 6.5 in the game. And you know what? Small sprinkle on the Buffalo Sabres, plus 140. Ottawa should not be minus 170 against anybody.
I agree, actually. And I'll tell you what, Cam, I know you've been a backer of Buffalo and telling us that they're good. And I've said they're not good because I just look at their record. But I tell you what, they actually have turned a corner for real. I know they lost to Vancouver the other night, but they really have turned a corner.
They score.
Bro, you see some of their goals they score. Like, seriously sick stuff. Like, high, fast, passing slot behind the back. It's like, oh, my God. Like, dude, like, Jake, they're ready. They're ready to break through soon. They need a better goalie. They need better goaltending.
They need better goaltending. Who's as old as us and Comrie, who's a kid. Like, come on.
Not good enough.
Get a goaltender. No. The goaltending is not good enough. The Sabres.
Their forwards are good, though, bro. I'll tip my cap to you. They really are skilled up front now, this team.
Trust me, man. I said about the Devils, I'll say it about the Sabres. They're very good young teams. I can't lay 70 cents with Ottawa. Both teams are desperate. Got to take the dog in the Buffalo Sabres tonight. It's going to be a good one, Gabe. Over 1.5, give me over 6.5 in the game as well. And in basketball, I know I'm crazy, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart. Hi, I like to rummage through dumpsters. My first dumpster find, Charlotte, +1 in the NBA. Let's roll. Me and the coach, dumpster diving.
I'm taking Charlotte as well. I'm jumping in. I like that starting lineup they have, actually. Let's go. Yes. Coach, I'm taking the Charlotte Hornets money line. Mathurin over 17.5 and Halliburton over 18.5. What do you got?
Over. Over. Over.
Oh, over. All right, more points from Coach on the other side.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.